We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go back out to the fan hotline. It's brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Joined by MLB.com, MLBPipeline.com. Writer Jonathan Mayo covers the minor leagues extensively. Pittsburgh guy. We've had him on the show before. We're happy to have him back with the trade deadline. Now about 24 hours away. Lots of talk about the Pirates and Dodgers consummating a deal with Felipe Vasquez as the big piece going to L.A., and we're trying to figure out the prospects that would come back to the Pirates if they can get a deal done. Jonathan, everything that's been reported now seems to indicate that Gavin Lux is the player the Pirates want back. He's a shortstop middle infield prospect. He's put up big numbers at AAA. I want to know, in your opinion, is there a big gap between this player and everybody else in the Dodgers organization? Is he far and away their best prospect?
Yes. I mean, he is their best prospect. Is he far and away that much better than K-Bear Ruiz, the catcher? Far and away is, I'm not even sure what that means, but he has separated himself in terms of not just within their organization, but he's one of the top 10, 15 prospects in all of baseball.
Well, I guess, Jonathan, I'll try to clarify that. Like, does the industry look at Gavin Lux as a guy that's going to be a perennial all-star and the other players are maybe major league starters, but that's their ceiling?
So you're asking really quantity versus quality,
right?
You know, whether it's Lux enough for Felipe. If I were the Dodgers,
yeah,
I'm not sure I would trade Gavin Lux for Felipe Vasquez straight up. That's how much I like him. But keep in mind that I have a bias towards prospects, and the Dodgers are trying to win right now. So I'm sure they're having that debate internally. I think Gavin Lux will be a perennial all-star. The others, you know, I don't know, especially with a guy like Ruiz, who's a catcher. There's so many different things that can go on. Would they be better off getting Ruiz and another player? You can make that argument, especially since there's no catching in the Pirates system to speak of. But Gavin Lux is a really, really special player, and if you have a chance to get him, it would be hard to pass that up.
With the Pirates, with Newman and Tucker up the middle, is Lux going to be a shortstop or second baseman? Is it a bat that you put anywhere in your lineup, or is he really good defensively at one of those two spots, or both, Jonathan?
He's good. He is good enough defensively at both of those positions. I think that, you know, if this was the direction they were going, then they sort of figure out from there what they do with the depth that they have. He will be an above average up the middle player on either side of second base. I think. Then you can decide what you want to do with Newman and Tucker. Maybe one of them, you know, one of them shifts over to the other middle infield spot, and then you can trade from that depth in the off season if you wanted to. I think there are a host of things that they could do. Maybe they decide they want to move one of them out to the outfield. All three of them are athletic. I could easily see Cole Tucker roaming around in the outfield and doing well, doing really well there, even though he's proven to be a very good defender at short.
Is Lux a power hitter? Are we talking about a guy that could hit 40 home runs in a season, Jonathan?
No, I don't think
so. No?
40, but I think he'll hit 320 and hit 20 to 25.
Okay.
And I probably need to skew all that up because I think you could probably hit 15 homers in the big leagues now, you know. So it's could he hit 30? Yeah, sure. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be that as difficult as it used to be, but there is power there. He is a tremendous hitter. I think that he may hit 20 homers and give you 40, 45 doubles.
Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com prospects expert, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. So the other, and John Morosi said this today, he thinks that the Pirates could talk the Dodgers into Ruiz in May. as the trade, and Ruiz is the catching prospect, and May is the Dodgers' best pitching prospect.
Right.
Now, you tell me, Jonathan, Ruiz's stock has kind of taken a hit this year, right? His offensive numbers have been bad, but has he been billed as an offensive catcher? What's his MO?
Yeah, he is an offensive catcher, although he can catch, too. He's not one of these guys that you're like, oh, I don't know that he's going to be able to catch. But, yeah, I mean, the argument could be made that that would be, you get two top 100 guys as opposed to one. I think if the Pirates could talk the Dodgers into that, that would make more sense. As much as I love Gavin Lux, to get two top 100 guys, both of whom are just about ready to contribute at the big league level, and I think that's another piece to this, that if the Pirates are sort of looking ahead to the future, they may not want to try to look too far ahead. So they're not going to trade for a bunch of guys in A-ball, and all three of these guys are at the upper levels and should contribute. You could rush them up now if you wanted to, but more likely they could start considering them at the beginning of next year.
What's May? Is he a guy that has ace material? Does he project as more of a middle of the rotation guy? Is he a hard thrower? Is he more of a...
He does. Yeah, and he's a power guy. He's a front of the rotation guy. I don't like using the word ace because
right.
I don't think they don't really exist too often.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have front of the rotation kind of stuff, and overall good feel for that stuff. So I think he is the kind of guy that you would want to build a rotation around eventually.
Is he, in your opinion, a better prospect than Keller?
My gut says no.
Okay.
I think he's a shade behind, but not that far behind. And I'm not even looking at our top 100
sure.
right now, so I hope I didn't contradict myself.
Okay.
They're in the same ballpark though. That would be pretty good. That'd be a pretty good, 1-2 or 2-3 or however you want to build it.
Given your given the knowledge you have of the Pirates organization and what they have in their minor leagues, if there was a player, like let's leave Lux out of it for a second. If you needed to get one of those two other prospects back in this trade, Ruiz or May, which one would you absolutely want the most or more than the other?
I think I would say Ruiz. And it's hard because, you don't tend to acquire players based on what you do or don't have in your system.
Okay.
It's not like the Pirates are dripping with pitching talent now, as much as they once seemed to be. But, graduation, some trades, so it's not as strong. You could make an argument for either one, but there really is no catching.
Yeah.
There isn't, I do the Pirates top 30. There's no catcher on the top 30. And there wasn't even one that I really seriously considered. So if that tilts the scale towards Ruiz some, I can understand it. Now, there may be some hesitation just because he struggled this year with the bat, but it's all there. I mean, he's a very talented guy and looks every bit like a guy who's going to be a big league starting catcher. And he's young. I probably would lean Ruiz, but if they ended up with May and let's say some other like good players, then I think that's not, you can make an argument there as well.
Okay. Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com, MLBpipeline.com, prospects expert. Jonathan, thanks so much. I heard that your event you had with the Pirates and the Israeli baseball team went well. I'm happy to hear that. So awesome. That's great news.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. A good time was had by all.
Good. All right, Jonathan, we'll see you.
All right, thanks a lot.
There you go, Jonathan Mayo. Coming up next, Jack Sorensic, our resident GM, former Pirates scouting director, former Mariners GM. He's made trades with Andrew Friedman before. He runs the Dodgers. So we'll get Jack's take, his feel on things, where the Pirates are at as we inch closer to the trade deadline. I've got a 4-pack of tickets, 2 adult tickets, 2 child tickets, a $20 food voucher for the Pony League World Series in Washington, PA. That's August 9th through the 15th. Caller 6 to 412-928-9370. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, their all-star open house event going on all month long. There's only a couple days left, so hurry up and get there before July's over. High of 80, a low of 66. Greg Brown going to join me. So is Tim Neverett. That blast from the past, that old voice, now with the Dodgers, on which prospect they're willing to trade to Pittsburgh. It's the PM team on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.